Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, and John W. Spring is here. John, there's a couple of new developments, and I want to read this letter. I think you sent it to both my Hotmail and Gmail, because I'm looking for the article. When did you send it? How long ago?
About 20 minutes ago.
Now, you sent it to Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, at Gmail, or Dr. Bill Deagle at Hotmail?
Just your regular email address.
Believe it or not, oh, here it is, denuclearization of Korea. And I know that the Prime Minister, newly elected Prime Minister of South Korea, has recommended that Donald Trump get the Nobel Prize. It's a little premature to say that because of three things. The first thing is all the previous leaders of North Korea have been devious and have broken agreements. So we need on-the-ground verification. So I think absolutely if he can get, you need to bring in Delta Force to monitor and protect our inspectors. And if on the ground, we can actually make sure it's dissembled, but not just dissembled. You got to understand, this is like the University of Missiles and Nukes. And the university has students in that university that come from Mr. Maduro, the head of Venezuela, and probably other countries we don't even know in our, we call our nuke watch list. Some of them are Muslim, some are just socialist maniacs like Maduro, who have Russian missile submarines tunneling the side of the very deep Orinoco River in northern Venezuela, aimed at us from the south. By the way, 2 months ago, Mr. Vladimir Putin, who isn't a straight up, he's like a mafia don of Russia, getting $40 billion in basically Western banks that we could seize in a moment by in a heartbeat with one phone call from the president. And I don't see any evidence that he's really put the squeeze on Russia or China and the Chinese communist leaders there. The real issue is North Korea is just the symptom of a pimple on a giant body abscess called socialism and globalism. You know, social communist empire. And we can't call them true communists because the oligarchs, 200 guys in Russia and a small clique of party members in China, are 80% of the new billionaires on the planet are all Chinese Communist Party members. I mean, if this is communism, what the heck? I mean, so I'm sure Karl Marx would roll over in his grave.
Yes,
so,
of course.
So in terms of what's going on with Iran, everything I see, and I'm going to read off a little part of a warning that I got here this morning from Gerald Celente, who's very, very usually on top of things.
By the way, did you get my letter that I sent yesterday basically about the same thing regarding...
Yes, yeah, and I got your letter here. It says, dear friends, that I listened to the report today, of course, and we're going to talk about this issue about Donald Trump. To be honest with you, I've changed a few names. I have it in my dictionary I'm going to be adding this weekend called Word Salad over at clayandiron.com, which is our news and Christian ministry and above government technology and classified website site, clayandiron.com. Clay being human flesh and iron being the transdimensional demonic entities inhabiting our so-called fellow human race that are running the world. And these are not nice people, okay? These are scary people. Some of them are very damn smart, but they're all members of secret orders. Whether in military orders, corporate orders, whatever, they're all high-level demonic Luciferic masons.
Yeah.
Including, by the way, our president, Donald Trump, who's a high-level Scottish Rite Freemason. You have to understand, even though he's doing great things for America, and I support him in those great things, I call him Trump Pinocchio because he's a wooden president. He doesn't have a Christian testimony, and he's listening to things like their missile attack, which was totally unjustified on Syria, laid a premise that Israel went in and just last weekend killed a lot of people inside Syria, which is an act of war against Syria, and killed about 26 Iranian soldiers. So this is an act of war. If Trump tears apart this agreement on May 12th, he's going to give a green light to Syria, to Israel, who's already over the last 5 years, even during Obama, gave them tanker bombers to the Israelis so they can make the flight back after they dropped the bombs on the Bashar reactor. And I belong to a society of scientists and doctors that radiation cloud, although it won't last as long, it'll be far more serious than the Fukushima Daiichi, overshot when it actually exploded.
Very definitely, yes.
And that radiation cloud will circle the planet at least 7 times, poison the population of the northern hemisphere, and cause massive fetal death, accelerated dementia, heart failure, God knows what else, mitochondriopathy, it's going to be unbelievable. So you have to start understanding that what's going on here. And I see you have the thing is, it talks about, you mentioned about what is appreciated for a person of an IQ over 220, redundant letter will lack at least some of the respect required by my intelligence and dedicated service. The fact is, you have a genius level understanding of the exquisite details of these geopolitical disasters. And I don't honestly think Trump has a clear understanding. He's trying to make judgments, and he has bad advisors around, like a called John Lightning Bolton, and Mike Pompeo. I've changed to Mike Pompous. Now, Mike Pompeo is a very intelligent guy, and so is Bolton. But these are warmongering globalist maniacs. You got to understand, the members of globalist organizations that want to start war, want to dominate the world with their advanced cybernetic, artificial intelligence, nuclear, chemical, biological, and space-based weapons. But we don't have missile defense. We don't have protection of the power grid against any kind of attack. And honestly, I think that Trump is thinking that he can just kind of scare Kim Jong-un. And Kim is putting on an offensive of being so nice. I mean, here's this chubby little North Korean dictator that kills his own relatives, and we think all of a sudden he's got a change in personality. How delusional are we, including this South Korean guy who literally kissed both cheeks of Kim's butt if he could get a deal of any kind to make him look good as a newly elected leader of South Korea. The South Koreans are so desperate to not be hit by 18,000 tube rockets, they'll do anything. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Well, it is, and yet you can't blame them entirely. There's a
yeah, I can. I can blame them. Yes, I can blame them entirely. Let me put it this way. If I was at a poker table playing games with people, I always take all the chips. You know why? I have a cautiously realistic approach that disaster is always approaching, that prepping is not just essential, it's going to be life-saving, and that optimism is always based on realism first and a plan to survive and thrive. So anybody who's unrealistically optimistic about the situation is an idiot, and they're going to take all their chips are going to be taken away at the gambling table of the apocalypse. And I'm going to take the damn chips because I face the ugly music of what we're at now. We're not minutes of midnight. We're seconds. When I read this report here from Gerald Celente, and I'm just going to read just a couple more words of it here. 3 weeks ago, unveiling the reports that Syria unleashed a chemical weapons attack, which we know is not true because you can't scrub it. And they tried to say the Russians scrubbed the area so the OPCW couldn't tell, which is crap. And then, of course, they want to say that Iran is a sponsor of terrorism. I'd like to know in one situation where terrorists blew themselves up or took a truck and killed people where there were Shiite Islamic terrorists from Iran. Not one situation on the whole planet. But there's dozens, hundreds of terrorist activities by Sunni, supported by the Arab Emirates and by Saudi Arabia and Qatar. And we have, of course, a base in Qatar. We're not facing reality here at all. And what I'm saying is what Trump does, if he screws this up, he's going to foment, if not now, in the not-too-distant future, it could be at the end of his first or second term, a nuclear war that's going to end the human race. And that's why it says in the Bible, in the Book of Mark, lest those days be short and no flesh would survive. Now, I listened to the foolish story that Bibi Netanyahu said they're going to move the U.S. embassy to, from Tel Aviv to Israel, to Jerusalem. Guess what? That was not something the previous president's promised and Trump delivered. But that's kind of okay. But he appended to that he's going to help the Jews rebuild the temple and start the blood sacrifice. And I'm going to give you a biblical analysis of that. The blood sacrifice is the abomination that shall desolate. In other words, in biblical terms, and this is from my Hebrew scholar colleagues, it means that he's going to support the Israelis in starting a blood sacrifice that doesn't accept the sacrifice of Jesus and paid the price for our sin to bring the wall down between us and God. And he's going to give territory that Abraham was given to our mortal enemies, a minion of Satan, otherwise known as Islam. Now, you have to understand, 87% of the people of the Palestinian state of Gaza are actually ancient Hebrews, but they're the ones that turn to Muslims, and all their relatives that wouldn't turn were put to the sword of the scimitar. So the facts are, we have a president that's paving the way to Armageddon. And he's got warmongers around him, John Lightning Bolton and Mike Pompas, beating the war drums with Bibi now here saying, let's do it. A little portion of your letter here, I think the second paragraph, it says, even though Kim Jong-un intends to denuclearize the entire Korean Peninsula, he's already geographically delimited his denuclearization to only the area of East Asia and the Pacific. So by Kim's intent, he would not rule out to nations in other realms such as Iran, Middle East, and Venezuela in Latin America, where ICBMs and thermonuclear weapons could also strike the United States. So his regime in Pyongyang could still carry out nuclear proliferation to other regions of the world. Now, North Korea is a pretty big place. His underground facilities are giant. They're down a mile deep. In fact, one of the facilities, because of nuclear underground testing, collapsed recently. That's a few months ago. If you think that Kim Jong-un really wants to give up his nuclear weapons without getting, number one, rich and staying alive, and if he looks at the policy of America, it's with Libyan dictator who handed over his weapons, he had a steel shaft shoved up in the back of him in the car, and Hillary Rotten Clinton, that's her new name, the Hilda Beast. You like that? Hilda Beast?
Yeah.
The Hilda Beast.
Good.
She said, we came, we saw, he died. And let me tell you, she could bottle that cackle. She could sell it to Hollywood and make a buck. She can put her foundation back in the black. Just by selling her cackle. That's how freaking evil she is. And the same with Saddam Hussein. Now, his wife walked into the facility. I know this is the fact that Saddam Hussein didn't die. He was recruited by George Bush Sr. on the streets of Baghdad in the Ba'ath Party. And when the wife walked in to see her husband, now he was in prison ready to be executed, she looked at him in disgust and said, that's not my husband. 6 inches short with crooked teeth. Mr. Saddam Hussein had straight teeth and was 6 inches taller.
Right.
He had so much dental work, this guy had a Hollywood smile. Okay?
There are some other factors that are rather obvious to me.
Right.
Saddam Hussein spoke English fluently.
Right.
I recall before the invasion into Kuwait, he spoke to an English child in perfect English and said, have you enjoyed your cornflakes this morning for breakfast? You know, and another thing that was rather strange, when the fake Saddam Hussein was captured, he allegedly had with him an attaché case filled with the most recently issued Franklin's or $100 bills, which
serial numbers were basically not even released to the banks yet, in other words.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So in other words, the ink was not fully dried on the notes.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know what I call that? It's a deagleism. It's called scamtastic. It's a scam, and it's fantastic because it's a lie as big as blue. You know, with Paul Bunyan, it's the size of blue.
Babe, yes.
The babe, you know.
The oxen.
Yeah, exactly. He's a giant oxen, right?
You know, exactly.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm very concerned, as you are, Dr. Deagle, about the situation in Korea, even though, I was going to say Saddam Hussein, even though Kim Jong-un has promised that He will even allow Americans to inspect these various sites. You and I have every reason to be very scared.
Yeah, but it's a big area. I mean, you're talking about thousands of square miles. He can move that stuff almost anywhere. In fact, if he wanted to be really clever, he'd move it just simply to China and just say, okay, China, you can take this stuff for a while. You can ship it back next month. You know, I got to ship offshore. We'll just ship the stuff. And when the Americans are gone, we'll just, like, you know,
yes.
By take it back. I mean, you know, this material is mobile. You're talking about enriched uranium, integrated chips, rocket fuel, and parts. I mean, you know, it's assemblable.
Yes.
Right?
By the way, Dr. Daigle, you have heard of our allies like Australia and Canada doing some of the aerial patrolling over the North Pacific, the Yellow Sea, the East China Sea.
Right.
Looking for Korean shipments going to North Korea or from North Korea.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that's adequate. I mean, Kim Jong-un has access to at least a few submarines.
Let me fill you in some technology you're probably not aware because it's classified. Have you heard about space-based torsion field imaging? Torsion field imaging does not depend on the scintillating high-energy particles like a neutron flux or electron flux like a beta particle in order to detect it. It actually detects the nuclear flux of radioisotopes from space and can see up to several miles below ground or underneath the oceans. So a space-based torsion field imaging can actually image a Russian submarine at the bottom of the Silurian Trench in the West Pacific Ocean near Japan up to 8 miles down. And we can actually see radioisotopes, whether in a submarine or a ship or whatever. And it doesn't matter how much masking you have with it, whether you have a depleted uranium shell covering around an aircraft carrier shell or around a vehicle. With torsion field imaging, you can see through lead or DU like it's not even there.
That's true.
So the fact is that we have space-based imaging satellites, and our intel agencies know this. So they're lying like bad sheep. And they're telling us that, oh, we're going to have the Canadians. How the hell can the Canadians monitor millions of square miles? And they're going to tell you with the few aircraft they have and the Europeans, they're going to tell you, oh, don't worry. Don't worry at all. You know, it's like Bobby McFerrin's on. Don't worry, be happy. If you think about trouble, it doubles it. You know that song? Don't worry, be happy. If you think about trouble, it's going to double. No. The fact is, the population, when you watch the snooze, it's not the news, it's to put your brain to sleep, it's to give you a newsectomy. It's almost like they go in like the Schwinn ice cream truck in the 1920s where they did mobile frontal lobectomies and they kind of stick a scalpel in your relative's brain because they were so agitated you had to do a lobectomy on them. So you literally just bring them to the swim ice cream truck, stick a scalpel in, after you kind of wiped it down with a little, you know, mercurochrome or something stupid, which is what they had back then, which is mercury-based.
I recall, yes.
Yeah, they put the mercurochrome, the scalpel put a band-aid on it, man, and your relative would come back home, doesn't need drugs, they had a frontal lobectomy. Well, that happens when you watch the snooze. And the snooze is going to lie to you, and they have various different lies. They have left lies and right lies. The right lies come from the same idiot that owns Murdoch, that owns Fox News, which is False News Network, because the same guy, Murdoch, is actually investing in the Genie Oil Company along with various other bad guys like the Prince of Darkness, Dick Cheney. That's his actual name in the White House, by the way, when he was the vice president under George Bush. He ran the government. He had a giant staff of I think, 600 or 700, not six. And Dick Cheney, his actual name in the White House, while he was the vice president, was, address me correctly, he would say to the staff, I know this is a fact because I've talked to them, Prince of Darkness. That's his actual name. This guy's had a heart transplant. This guy likes makes the Emperor Palpatine look like a puppy. He's a bad guy. And these guys, Murdoch, and Murdoch, who's actually in the owner of Fox News, is one of the chief investors in this illegal oil company drilling on Syrian soil in the Golan Heights that's been appropriated by Israel since the previous war.
Yes.
So we have all this going on. If you actually go to the pipeline maps, you can see the pipeline above in Syria, in Turkey, and below Syria, where they actually planning to cross by nearby Aleppo. They've already carved the country up on their maps. It's just they haven't done regime change yet. So when Macron and Merkel come here and say, begging Trump, believe us, we want to make a new Syria, You want to make a new serenity? Well, how about you want to make a new world? Because if you start that process, you end the human race. How's that? So, Mr. Trump, you're not too with it, buddy. You got bad advisors, and you're about to push the button, and it works.
Hey, everybody.
Notice here from Gerald Celente, and tomorrow I'm going to be on the show, by the way, with Pastor Butch Pah. Actually, I was on his show back in December of 2004, calling in about being the exit examiner for the Oklahoma City Murrah Building. I'm going to call back afterward to be on the show as a guest on Alex Jones' show within a few days after calling in there on Pastor Butch Pah's show. And a month later, so in early February of 2005, we got a call from Ted Anderson to join the Genesis Network. I'd already had a show on Clear Channel with Mark Allen Curry, a comedian, called Laughter's the Best Medicine. We cover mainly health issues, but we cover sometimes the reality of conspiracy theories. At that time, it had already been called sheep dip and all the nastiness inside the U.S. government, which is why Brennan and Clapper are baring their teeth like mad dogs at Trump, even after they're removed from office. You have to understand that what's going on here is pure insanity. And you can't, you know, I'm on the Trump train by one fingernail. Let me tell you, I don't want to see Hillary Clinton or her out there, but there's a lot of bad Republicans, including McConnell, who's got some pretty deep pockets where he's making lots of money through his wife and other contacts with, you know, the missile defense companies and so on that make money when they do this missile attack. But I don't think Trump is doing everything that he should be doing. I think he should be squeezing a lot harder on Russia and China and the oligarchs. I think he should realize this is not just a summit with the Xi. It should actually have Putin and Xi there as well as Kim Jong-un. And it should squeeze all of the buggers. And we have to also make sure that the proliferation doesn't mean in 5 or 7 years we have Venezuela hitting us with a nuke from the Orinoco River from a Russian military submarine. I mean, you know, you were the whistleblower for the Cuban Missile Crisis. I think what we have going on now is a far worse situation where we're at the edge of giant proliferation. I mean, even if Kim gave everything up, which I don't believe he's going to do that, I think it's a big lie, you know. But I think he's going to be making billions selling this technology to Iran and Venezuela and God knows which companies, including one of the ones I think is not on the radar but did have a nuclear program over 20-some years ago, which we don't know if it's completely gone because it's a giant country, is Brazil. People need to understand, Brazil, as far as I'm concerned, would be the next one that's most likely beyond Venezuela. There's an economic catastrophe, and most of their people are leaving to Colombia and elsewhere. They're starving to death and eating their dogs and cats. You know, it's people don't understand how bad the situation is. And honestly, I'm aggravated by the fact you got the fifth letter. I think soon, if you had an outhouse, you could paper it with these stupid copies of letters with different dates from Donald Trump. Damn it, Trump. Let's put it this way, and this is a message for you, Mr. Trump. I'm a Christian believer. I'm a Cohen descendant. I am a whistleblower with classified access to information at or above the level that you have as president. And I'm going to tell you, as a Christian believer, you're either going to listen to us, John W. Spring and me, now, or you're going to listen to us at the judgment seat of God, because I'm going to be there in the witness box. And God is going to say, hey, Diego, what did he say this or that? Did he ever contact you and get your advice before he started World War III or laid the groundwork so when he left office in 2025 that it started? Did he ever contact you and John W. Spring to negotiate correctly to do on-the-ground proof that Iran and North Korea didn't proliferate nuclear weapons so America was hit from the south and U.S. military personnel died by the millions and Americans died in a thermonuclear flash or died eating each other after a power outage? Did you, Deagle, what's your comment on this? Of course, God's going to know because he's all-knowing. Yep. And I'm going to say the truth. So, Trump, damn it, you're going to listen now or you're going to listen later, but you are going to listen. And I'm disgusted, you know. You know, Trump is supposedly trying to do the right thing. I pray for the man that becomes a real-life Christian boy. That's why I call him Trump Pinocchio. I know Hillary is a devil. I've actually met the transdimensional demonic entity inside her, the Draco reptilian monstrosity in this 5'4" or 5" female in a pantsuit with a 16'8" Draco reptilian. I can tell you right now, she and her people, like, you know, Page and Strzok and all these other monsters, Clapper and Brennan, who's a Muslim now, Brennan, who was stationed in Saudi Arabia, these maniacs are all demonically energized devils. And if you don't think that inside our own country that they did 9/11, tomorrow I'm going to discuss this with Pastor Butch Pah, and he's got proof, further proof that I know already about, that there were no commercial jets that went into the World Trade Center towers. None.
None.
None. There's no seats, no, traffic controller, these special black boxes. There's no aircraft engines. There are no nothing. Not a damn fragment of anything to indicate a commercial airline jet struck those buildings. And even if they did, they were designed back in the 1960s that when the buildings were hit with an equivalent kinetic force of a relatively similar-sized jet, that they would just shatter and hit them like a bug hitting a windscreen, and wouldn't take down the towers, or fall at free fall when the towers were already dissolved by being turned to an atomic vapor with micronukes. So there are some other alternative media guys who tried to disagree with Dr. Deagle. Bad plan, idiots. Because I'm a nuclear expert. I was recruited to go to MIT nuclear physics. I'm a radiation toxicologist and a hazmat officer for nuclear reactors, etc. So it's Chicago, the Savannah River plant for our nuclear reactors, and etc., etc. I mean, I was the point man under Reserve Admiral John Hughes for Operation Top Off and Dark Winter nationally. So I'm not somebody to be dismissed, just like you're not to be dismissed as a whistleblower for the situation that happened with the Cuban Missile Crisis, damn it. So Trump, you're surrounded by a bunch of globalist maniac idiots, and you're letting it happen. You shouldn't be even talking to Mr. Mueller. You should immediately fire Sessions or tell him to fire Rosenstein, who's involved with the first FISA agreement, and along with Mueller, the Uranium One deal, hiding all the Iranian and the Muslim terrorist information that the intel agencies had. I mean, and even the cover-up of 9/11 was Mueller's job. He covered up 9/11, which is a demolition of the World Trade Center towers as a pretext for war in the Middle East with Colin Powell. I call him Colin Powell instead of Colin Powell because he's full of crap, okay? And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of people and even alternative media think they know more than me. Damn it, if you think you know more than me, come on my show, SOBs, because I'm going to take you apart intellectually. I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection without any anesthetic, and it's going to hurt like hell. So, John, I'm ticked. I'm very ticked that Trump and his staff sent you a fifth copy. What you should say is you should send back a photoshopped outhouse with these letters papered on the inside of it, because Trump and his staff are full of it, to send a fifth copy of this damn letter back to you saying, yeah, I hear your concerns. No, he doesn't, because you have information that he needs to know when he goes into these negotiations, not with Kim, but with Xi and Putin and his bunch of maniacs and all the other bankers and globalists that want a war. They want a nuclear war, and they want a war that's going to kill most of us. That's their goal, isn't it?
It seems to be, Dr. Deagle, and I just hope that, and pray that our President Donald J. Trump will come to his senses, because...
Maybe if his staff listens to this, let me put you... I'm going to be on what's called a Trump rant for a number of months until the bugger listens. Now, if I could get a 10-minute or 5-minute phone call with him, I'd straighten him open on what he needs to do to clean up his own situation, because if he goes into... And I'm a medical legal expert. I could go back and get a law degree in a couple months, okay?
Yeah.
If Trump goes and starts talking to Mueller, and there's already these questions were leaked out to the media, and who knows who the hell leaked them, whether it was Mueller's team or somebody around Trump. But if these set of questions, and I saw Napolitano on Fox this morning, this is an idiot, okay? If Trump talks and does his usual confabulation and kind of talks around things, he's going to release little pieces of morsels to connect the dots, and he's going to screw himself. It's like walking into a court where the other guy wants to prosecute you and put you in what we'd call the electric chair and fry you, and yet you're stupid enough to go in there, and if you even you already know that if Mueller's asking these questions, he already has his confirmed answers of what he wants you to say, and if you don't say the right shade, it'll be considered a white lie enough to get an indictment. So Trump, for God's sake, fire Rosenstein, narrow the scope of Mueller, get him stopped, set up a secondary counsel, because this guy Sessions, somebody's got his balls in a vice. The fact that Sessions always has his upside-down smile face, buss on, every time you see him talking and trying to make all kinds of confabulatory BS about why he doesn't have a separate counsel, and, the IG is going to come up with a report. He can't indict anybody. He can't even talk to people who aren't inside the department anymore. This is sickening, okay? This is a total cover-up. And by the way, we're near the end of the 5 years to even indict Hillary Clinton for her email scandal. So she's going to continue walking on her tour as the, you know, the Draco reptilian monstrosity she is. And Trump's letting her walk. Okay? So guess what, Trump? Wise up, or you're going to be impeached if you lose enough seats. And if you don't, they're going to make you limp all the way to the 2020 elections. Saying here from the letter from Gerald Celente, said, I'm going to quote this: should Trump cancel the Iran nuclear agreement, which seems likely, oil prices will rise, thus benefiting Saudi Arabia, whose crown prince wants $100 a barrel or more to bolster the sagging economy. With the Trump rally now ending and the global economy is downshifting, neither equity markets or consumers are positioned to withstand the effects of spiking oil prices or other impacts of war. Indeed, the economic consequences will pale in comparison to the human suffering and potential destruction that will result. I'm just reading word for word of Gerald Celente's newsletter. Yep. Fed forecasts war against Iran will drive oil prices to panic 08 levels, reaching $150 per barrel, and it will crash equity markets worldwide along with the dollar, euro, yen, yuan, and all fiat currencies of deeply indebted nations. While a strong dollar has kept gold prices down, should war break out, gold and the ultimate safe haven asset will see its value catapult into the uncharted territory of $2,000 or more. I mean, that's just his words. And I'm going to tell you, if I play a board game or poker, I take all the chips. Do you know why? Am I cautiously realistic pessimist with a plan to survive and thrive? Not a watery-eyed kind of optimist that kind of always thinks that, hey, Trump is our man, he's doing the right thing. No, he's screwing up royally, even though he's talking about the phase two of the economic plan to extend the tax breaks for the middle class, et cetera, beyond 2025. No, 90% of the money went to corporations to repatriate money here. And yeah, it's helping. It's helping the economy. But he hasn't squeezed Russia and China, which is the real issue. It's not Xi. Xi is the pimple on the body politic abscess in the pouch of Douglas in the abdomen of the world. And the real problem is social communism by maniacs who want to dominate the world of China and Russia. And with these advanced weapons that are proliferating all over the place, America is so vulnerable, they're like a bare naked, blindfolded wrestler about to be lacerated by a drug gang with sharpened bike chains, machetes, and swords. It's just disgusting. And Trump is not doing his job. He's not rebuilding the U.S. missile defense system that I know of. He hasn't contacted me about what we've talked about before, and I'm going to be sending it directly to him again. That's why I need you to send me how I can contact. How do you contact the president, by the way? What do you do to contact Trump? Because people listening to this, if he gets thousands of letters,
yes,
maybe the knucklehead and his freaking staff will start to listen and realize we, the public, have delegated authority to him. He doesn't have authority on his own. He's not a king. He has delegated authority from us. That's the Constitution, which is based on our authority comes from God, and we delegate it to our elected officials to do our will. Even though people realize since 1933, they've made us with the War Powers Act a state of martial law. And every year, the president has to declare a state of national emergency to continue the state of national emergency since 1933. People don't know that. We're under the fringed U.S. flag, not the regular flag. The fringe flag is actually the flag over this country because they've tried to paralyze the Constitution, remove it from not only our soul, but our body politic. It's disgusting.
All right. That's why we don't salute that one. But for your listeners, if you really want to try to reach the president by sending him an email, go on your search engine, such as Google or Bing, whatever, and type in the word president. As you type the word president, President Trump should appear. Click on President Trump, and when you get to that page, there should be something that says President Donald Trump, the WhiteHouse.gov, something to that effect.
You can also engage on his Twitter account because he likes Twitter. And you can make comments on what he's saying, because these comments will be broadcast out to other people, because the real issue is engagement. If you engage, and my biggest frustration here, even here at Genesis, I don't get any callers asking tough questions. Once in a while, I get people email me a tough medical question personally, but they don't call in. They're terrified. There is my wife says, they're scared of you, Bill. And you know what? It's justified. I'm not mean to you, but I expect you, as Pompeo made this announcement yesterday when he was talking about the coming to the new staff at the State Department, he remembers when his first day when he was brought in from the military, and he said to the commander, told him, what you need to do first is shut up and listen. But you know what? Trump isn't shutting up and listening to the public. That's us. They know better than the so-called advisors like Mr. Lightning Bolton or Mike Pompas, who just got nominated. The problem is, these people, these smart asses, think that they know stuff, and they're not even in the actual trenches. I learned a very good, important lesson from God, and he spoke to me again just a few weeks ago. He said, you know what, Bill? He says, I sometimes pray, and I'll get dreams and visions that'll tell me stuff. He said, I don't make you a hero on the mountaintops. I make you a hero in the valleys of life. When you're sick, you're tired, you're dying, and you're telling the truth and trying to do my will. You're never going to be a hero on the mountaintops. It's when we are ready to paste these multiple letters on the inside of an outhouse of American BS we're getting back from the people around Trump. And we're trying to save the country and the world from a thermonuclear conflict, because if we don't stop proliferation, it's going to end, whether it's 2020 or 2025. This is not like, oh, that might happen. It's a guarantee. It's just a matter of what date is the stamp date for the chisel, the final tombstone for Earth. Because it's coming, isn't it?
It certainly is. And I just hope and pray that your listening audience is aware of how important this entire
thing. And by the way, don't think that you're going to get this information from other hosts elsewhere or other people. You're not. You're not going to get the full ugly truth. I mean, I still have contacts inside the Pentagon, Homeland Security, and CENTCOM, et cetera. I have both public information that anybody can read. Like, for example, Mr. Bolton, he was one of the authors of the PNAC document, Project for the New American Century. These guys are so connected. We talked about foundations the other day, about these different foundations with Deborah Tavares. These foundations are vile. I mean, if they wrote the screw tape letters, they could have a dialogue with voices like, yeah, Lord Satan, we have so many U.S. foundations determining the end of the United States in the murder the first day of 294 million Americans with thermonuclear war, starvation, and cannibalism. We're so proud of our minions here in America in foundations. It's a fact. Damn it. You know, my niece who died last year, and she was a wonderful lady. She had a bad car accident. She died afterward after she had complications. But she made a song years ago when I was back visiting my relatives in Nova Scotia. And it was a song called Damn It, Billy. That's what my mother used to say when I'd bring up some issue. She didn't want to hear, because my mother had a backbone. But I'd always bring out ugly facts that adults of all kinds, even when I was a child, don't like to hear. And I haven't changed a bit since I was three. I'm 66 years old now, but I'm a 63-year-old three-year-old. And I'm going to tell you, John, you're not as bold as me, but you've got the same kind of mind. You want to know the facts, you want to analyze them honestly, and you want to see the ugly truth to actually have a plan to survive and thrive. And Trump's not getting good advice, is he? He's getting crappy advice. Look at Bibi Netanyahu. He's got Trump by the balls. It's ridiculous. And Trump, oh, yeah, yeah, this information's all true. It's like, what are you talking about, Trump? You need an on-the-ground evaluation of exactly what's going on right now in Tehran. Because if you start a nuclear war, you're not just going to have hypersonic cruise missiles coming from Russia. You're going to have EMP weapons. You're going to have cyber attacks. You're going to have release of biological weapons. Somebody's going to be saying Allahu Akbar and release a plague in some city like Chicago at the O'Hare Airport. You can't imagine what's coming if you unleash this freaking mess. The human race will consume itself. And Satan will be chuckling so hard he'll bust a gut. He'll have a demonic hernia.
Well, I want to make people aware of how crucial everything you've said is, Dr. Teagle.
But email Trump and say, look, listen to the letters that John W. Spring has done. Contact Dr. Deagle. He'll give you tech support of how to harden our missile defense and our cyber grid. We need surge protectors in our power thing. We need Faraday cages around all our power lines. We need to start switching to what's called plasma distribution lines, which are laying underground plasma lines, not overhead lines that can spark out fires. We need to stop smart meters, which actually create power surges that actually spark fires like here in California. We know that. That's why in Saskatchewan they're outlawed smart meters technology, because it creates fires, even inside the wires of your building. Okay? Damn it. Do not understand. If you think Trump is doing the best job he can for America, he's smoking mirrors. Because he's not. He's not advised properly. He doesn't have the intelligence around him. He's shielded from the truth. And they're about to take him down. And if he's stupid enough to talk to Mueller, who's like the ultimate minion of Satan legally, let me tell you, this election is going to be ugly. 2018, 2020, Trump, if he doesn't get impeached, he'll live to the 2020 elections. And whoever replaces him, if it's not Trump himself, will be the final president of the United States. And the beast shall be unsheathed. So Trump, smarten up, listen up, get a smelling salt of John W. Spring's assets and information, and do the truth. Don't do what Bibi says and bomb Bashar. Don't rip up the agreement. Don't go to North Korea with a smile and think I want the Nobel Prize. You don't deserve it yet.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.